Friends, we now move on to the third chapter of our subject, Total Quality Management. In the first two chapters, I have explained to you what is quality, what is customer satisfaction, what is customer's perception, efficiency, effectiveness, and all that. And now I come to the crux of the matter, and it is the total quality management. Total quality means quality is everybody's business in the organization, top to bottom, everybody's business. And that concept I am going to explain to you now in this chapter number 3, Total Quality Management Philosophy. Total quality management is a philosophy that involves everyone in the organization in a continual effort to improve quality and achieve customer satisfaction. Continual means time to time to time. Periodically, every day, every month, every year, we achieve something and achieve customer satisfaction. TQM is the integration of all functions. All functions. It is not only production. It is purchase. It is marketing. It is engineering. It is planning. It is PPC. It is dispatch. Everyone. Integration of all functions and processes within an organization in order to achieve continuous improvement of the quality of goods. Quality of the services. Because it is not only important to have quality of goods, very good, but also services. And I am going to explain this services chapter later on to you, how important that is. The goal is total customer satisfaction. Understand this. Total quality management means it is sweeping culture change. You have to improve the culture of the organization. Sweeping culture change efforts to position a company for greater customer satisfaction, profitability, and competitiveness. Because to run a business means profit has to be there. To run a business means competitiveness also has to be there. Better quality, less price, better delivery. Greater customer satisfaction with better profitability and better competitiveness. Because I have to survive also in the business. TQM may be defined as managing the entire organization. Understand this. In the first two chapters, I have defined quality. I have defined customer satisfaction. I have defined customer, no doubt. But now I am defining the sweeping culture change, entire organization. So that it excels on all dimensions of product and services. All. Starting from giving a telephone call to the customer. Everything. Quality is there. Everything. And customer can get dissatisfied. Not only because of bad product quality, bad service quality, but also how you treat him. How you respond to him. How you understand him. So, excels on all dimensions of product and services that are important to the customer. He is in Kolkata. He gives a ring to Pune-based organization and nobody leaves his call. Nobody attends his call. After a lot of attempts, somebody leaves his call and says that the person whom you want to speak is on leave today. Such type of treatment. Or to keep him waiting. When he comes to your organization, you keep him waiting. Don't even offer him a glass of water. Don't offer him also a glass of coffee. Such small things are also important. One day it happened that customer came for a witness inspection for a motor and he found that the motor is not ready at all. Another day he came for a customer witness inspection. He wanted a horizontal motor and what was offered to him was a vertical motor. Blunders. blunders are also very bad. But not only that, even we don't have a courtesy for receiving that customer properly. Sometimes that security person doesn't allow him to come inside because he doesn't have a identity card or something. So such small things also. TQM is entire culture change throughout the organization, right from the security person up to the dispatch person. All the product services that are important to the customer. Total quality is meeting customers' requirements, doing things right the first time. Doing things right every time. Then freedom from failure or freedom from defects, and I have defined already the defects in the last chapter. Then consistency. What is consistency? If you go to your tailor, if he says, come after 8 days, next time he says, come after 15 days, next time he says, come after 2 months, he is not consistent. Sometimes he gives in 1 week, sometimes he gives in 2 days, sometimes he gives in 2 months, you will not go to him because you say, he is not consistent. He is not dependable, so I will not go to him. He may be giving a good quality. I don't want him because he is not consistent, he is not dependable. I cannot believe him. Suppose I have my sister's marriage after 1 week, so I want my pan to be properly done by him. I don't know whether he will be able to give or not because he is not to be dependable. Then continuous improvement, I have said earlier, and quality in everything we do. Everything. That means, if customer is going to visit me today, I must have properly dressed, I must be properly dressed, my shoes must be polished, I must be properly shaven. Everything, how I talk to him, whether I welcome him properly, whether I offer him a glass of water, a cup of tea in time. If he wants tea without sugar, do I really give him tea without sugar? Small things, everything. Quality is everything. Quality is not only the conformance to the specifications. It is in everything what we do. And then we are going to be in the business. Not otherwise. Then salient features of TQM approach. Find out what the internal and external customers want. For example, operation 1 is producing the first operation of soft stage, and operation 2, he is doing the next operation of the soft stage. Now, he expects that all the second operator expects that the first operator keeps all the parts in a tray properly and offers him that tray onto his workplace. That is what he expects. Suppose this fellow says, No, I will not give this tray to him. He has to take it. Then that customer, internal customer, will become unhappy because company's procedure says that operation number 1 has to lift the tray and give to him. So naturally that operator number 2 will expect that the parts are put properly in the trays and are kept on his machine. Then he will also keep his tray on the third machine. Then that fellow also keep his tray on the next machine, and like that the production will move. Simple thing. Then operator number 2 will expect that whatever is the production of the day, let us say 1350, will be done in time and given to him in time, tray by tray. Suppose this fellow will say, no, I will keep all the trays on my workplace. After all 1350 or 1350 are made, then I will give this part to him. Then that fellow will be idling. Naturally, internal customer will be unhappy. Design a product or service that will meet or exceed what the customer wants. Exceed. For example, if I take a connection of cable TV, I expect that I must get a list of all the running programs. And in that, if I get something extra, free of cost, I'm happy. Design a product or service that will meet or exceed what customer wants. For example, in addition to the connection, if I get internet connection also free of cost, I'm more happy. Design a production process that facilitates doing right. Doing right is not my will and wish. Process makes me to do it right. In first time, every time. Keep track of the result. Use these results to improve the system continuously. For example, I know that, okay, whatever 100 parts I have made, 99 are good, one is little problematic, little away from the target. Then I think how I can make that part also within the target. Continually I will improve. And then extend this concept to suppliers also. Go to the supplier, teach them, improve their processes also. You are supplier's customer. So improve his processes. Help him in improving his processes. Audit his processes. Look after his internal customers also. Because your quality is being produced by them. Look after them. Look after their economy. Look after their problems. Maybe they are facing some problems. If they are facing problems, you will get bad quality. Extend this TQM approach to your suppliers. Very, very important. Because 80% of our business is running because of the parts supplied by suppliers, but in our TQM, they are nowhere there. It should not happen like that. TQM may be defined as managing the entire organization so that it excels on all dimensions of products and services. TQM stresses on three principles: customer satisfaction, employee involvement, and continuous improvement in quality and processes. Then 8 essentials of TQM focus. Customer satisfaction, leadership. What is leadership? A manager may not be a good leader because leader has to influence the others to do something, to achieve the objectives of the organization. So leaders are born also, but now the concept is we can develop leaders in our organization from managers. Quality policy, organizational structure, employee involvement, everyone must be involved in making quality. Then quality cost, which I have said, appraisal, internal cost, external cost, prevention cost, supplier selection and development, recognition and rewarding. Because once something is achieved, we must reward the people. If we are able to punish the people, we should be able to reward the people also. Then quality will come. Quality will not come if the people who have achieved something are not rewarded. If they are not given incentive for whatever efficiency they have shown to you. If they have contributed to the business, they must get their share also. So what is the contribution of various quality gurus, statistical methods applied to manufacturing, Walter Schuhart, increased emphasis on process improvement, Mr. Deming, Japan emerges as a quality leader, Deming assists Mac Arthur in Japan in 1950s, Japan emerges as a world quality leader, Deming's 14-point quality program, Kaoru Ishikawa, Genichi Taguchi. Total quality control emerges in United States because of Deming, Juran, Feigenbaum. Zero defects movement in United States in 1980s. Phil Crosby, Shigeo Shingo. TQM as understood in today's business. Ultimate goal to create customer delight in each activity. That is what I have listed here in that beautiful table. How it emerged from 1920s onwards up to 1980s till present time, where we are having continuous improvement and innovation management, also as the main way of working. TQM is management philosophy, which seeks to integrate all organizational functions, marketing, finance, yes, finance also, because they also have to collect money. They also get fund flow. They have to get loans. They have to repay the loans. They have to create the required amount of finance in time. Then only production will go on. Design, engineering, production, customer service. Customer service is most important. To focus on meeting customer needs. Customer needs the mechanic at 1:30 in the night to repair his machine. And if we are not able to send the man, he will be unhappy. And how the man should be? He should be competent. He should be expert. He should be polite. He should be sincere. He should give a ring. He should have courtesy to speak to the customer. Sir, I have come, sir. And his process of repairing his machine should be proper. He should have proper tools. All that will give the quality of service. In time, he should give. He should repair his machine in least possible time. The machine should have maintainability, availability, the machine quality, reliability. All these things are there. Customer needs and organizational objectives. We have to do two things. Organizational objectives also we have to fulfill because we have to make profit also. And customer needs also we have to fulfill, but the focus should be on customer. TQM views organization as collection of processes. Everything is a process. Even the security is also a process. Even the packing is also a process. Even the transportation also is a process. To type the invoices also is a process. Everything is a process. Training is a process. Maintenance is a process. Everything is a process. Look at everything as a process. And find out what is value addition, what is non-value added we are doing, unnecessary things if we are doing, eliminate them. Look at everything as a process. Even cleaning your office is a process. Everything is a process. If somebody prepares a coffee, is a process. If somebody serves you coffee, also is a process. It maintains that organizations must continuously improve these processes by incorporating the knowledge and experience of workers. Consumers now place a very high value on quality than on loyalty to their producers. Earlier, loyalty was important. Now, they place a higher value on quality. It is not sufficient if you are loyal to your customer. You have to give him a continuously good quality, improvement in quality. Hence, if they find defectives in their parts received from the producer, there is high possibility that the consumer may not buy the parts. However loyal you are supplying to him for last 25 years, but today, if you supply defectives to him, he may not buy it from you anymore. You cannot argue with him also, because he will say, look, last supply given by you had so many defectives. I don't want such defective supplies from you. And result is lost customer. Very, very bad thing in the business is lost customer. To gain customer, we have to spend months and years together. And to lose a customer, maybe within seconds you can lose the customer. And if the customer is there for last 25 years with you and suddenly today you lose him, I don't think there is any other loss bigger than this, to lose a customer, particularly to lose a loyal customer. Big loss. It cannot be measured in monetary terms. Big loss. Total quality management is an approach to improving the effectiveness, just I said effectiveness some time back in the last chapter, and flexibility. What is flexibility? Suppose you are giving 500 parts every month or every week to the customer. Your processes are tuned to that. You are very regular, and suddenly customer comes and says, look, next week I want 2000 parts. And you say, no, I am not able to give 2000 parts because my service, my process is tuned for only 500 parts. This will not work. You must be flexible. If customer wants 2000 parts, you must find ways and means to make 2000 parts. No other go. You must be flexible. Your processes must be flexible. Your way of working must be flexible. Maybe you can utilize three shifts. Maybe you can utilize Sunday work. You can utilize overtime and what not. Customer wants 2000 parts, you must give him 2000 parts. That is the flexibility. That means effectiveness. What I said effectiveness is what customer wants, you should give him. If customer wants coffee without sugar, you must give him coffee without sugar. You cannot give him tea with sugar. You must be very close to the customer. Effectiveness and flexibility of the business as a whole. It is essentially the way of organizing and involving the whole organization. Every department, every activity, every individual at every level. Sweeping also is a process. If customer comes to your premises and he finds that your premises are dirty, your first impression is gone. Even that sweeper is also an important person in your premises. When we analyze the time management in the working life, we find that a large part of the time is spent on useless activities, such as lot of people are talking on mobile. Continuously talking on mobile. More than 50% of the time is wasted in attending useless calls. Then they waste time in searching files because the housekeeping is in a mess, in a bad state. They don't find their important files. They don't know where they are kept. They don't get the documents. Then policing and investigating others' mistakes. People keep on making mistakes and we spend time in policing them. We spend time in understanding what mistakes they have done. We spend time in finding out the mistakes. We spend time in punishing them. What is this? This is not quality. Quality is reduce the useless activities, improve the productivity, improve the value added time, value added activities. Useless activities are also reworking, rectifying, saying sorry to customers for delays and poor quality. Waste of time. We lose customers. Meeting unnecessary people. Time wasters. There are many time wasters. They come and only waste your time. There is no productive coming out. TQM is a method for reducing wasted efforts. Understand it. Don't waste 1 minute because it is not going to give you anything. You will not get profit by wasting time. You will lose customers by wasting time. Your productivity will be less, profitability will be less, you will not remain in the business for long. One important thing is you have 24 hours in a day given by the Almighty. Don't waste even single minute. Utilize every second in making production. Utilize every second in improving. Utilize every second in thinking what customer wants today and tomorrow and day after tomorrow. Improving the effectiveness of work so that the results are achieved in less time. If customer is wanting the product in 3 months, maybe you can give him in 2 months also. That is the effectiveness. If customer wants a better quality, maybe you are able to give him even better quality than how he expects. That is what we have to think. Don't waste time. Don't entertain wasters. Don't allow others to waste your time. The methods and techniques used in TQM can be applied throughout the organization. TQM needs to gain ground and become a way of life in the organizations. Everyone must think, who is my internal customer? What is my role? How I can behave with him? Is he happy? Is he delighted? If he is not happy, we must find out how we can make him happy. Then the external customer will be also happy. Everyone must think how I can improve my work continuously. Benefits of TQM program to the customer: greater satisfaction, cost effectiveness, timely delivery, no major problems with the product services, continuously improved product service, better customer care, treatment by the producer. Customer's business become competitive. Competitive advantage to the producer: better profitability, better productivity, quality, satisfied customers, motivated and happy employees, because they are also important. If your employees are not motivated and happy, they cannot produce quality. Out of question. So, very important in TQM is motivated and happy employees. Problems are solved faster and better, and brand image becomes better. They should say, this brand image, we must buy the product from this brand. Okay, they may be a little costlier, but they are better. In every other sense, they are better. To the employees, empowerment. What is empowerment? Power to make decisions. Power to take actions. Power to develop their employees. Empowerment. Then recognition. That look, yes, you are the person who has done better to the organization. You are the person who has contributed to the organization. And that's why I promote you. That's why I give you incentive. That's why I give you increment. That's why I keep you in a better post. Promote you. Motivation, career enhancement. Total quality management principles are: delight the customer. You may be wondering, many things I am repeating. Yes, because those are very important things. Delight the customer, management by facts, people-based management, continuous improvement. And for accomplishing these principles, it is necessary to achieve successful internal working relations. Internal customers must be happy. Internal working relationship, again and again I am talking. Because if the internal relationships are not okay, you cannot make quality. So internal working customers, internal working relations are better, you can satisfy the external customers also. Otherwise, external customer will understand that there are no good relationships inside. So he will feel very, very unhappy. For accomplishing the above principles, a process is a combination of methods, materials, manpower and machines. All processes contain inherent variability. Our approach must be to progressively reduce variation and thus improving process capability. Next chapters are all dedicated to these things: process capability, reducing variation, and become more consistent. Because Six Sigma, you must have heard. What is Six Sigma? There we improve the processes so well that our defects are near zero and we are consistent. And more consistent we are, customer is more happy. What are metrics? Measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. Measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. So we should have metrics. Measure everything. For example, give a ring to the customer. Ask him, Sir, are you happy on the supplies which I have done last week? Check what he says. If he says that, look, I have found two defectives in that, make a record of that. Next time, when you give a ring, find out whether the defectives are now zero. Measure everything that results in customer satisfaction. Internal quality measurement might include breach of promise. I had done a promise to the customer and I have not maintained it. I had done a promise to my internal customer, I have not maintained it. I have not kept it. Customer complaints, accidents, internal scrap repair, measure everything. Time lost due to non-availability of raw material, non-availability of tools, non-availability of machines, absenteeism, machine breakdowns, cost of quality, delayed delivery, measure everything. Because these are the things which create customer dissatisfaction. These are the things. Your people are absent. Shows that your employees are unhappy. Because a motivated employee will never remain absent unless there is a very serious reason for that. We have seen the employees remaining present for years together. And we also know one funny fellow who had gone to his own marriage also by taking a half day leave. We know such funny people also. But why? They are not funny actually. They are actually highly motivated people. They have ownership towards the company. They feel that company is their own. And we should have people in TQM environment. We should have people who feel that company is their own company. They are the owners of the company. There is attachment, emotional attachment to the company. Such people we want. So if we check all these things, breach of promise, customer complaints, accidents, internal scrap repair, we must keep a record of this and continuously improve upon this. That means we must reduce the accidents. We must reduce the breach of promise. We must be more sincere about the customer's requirements. When TQM is implemented in an organization, it starts with setting up of teams, culture change on a desire to satisfy the customer and eliminate the existing problems permanently. Education and training for knowledge on how to solve the problems, understanding that in TQM, the work is a process. All work is a process. When TQM is implemented in an organization, problem solving process, a continuous cycle of opening our mind to a wide range of possible solutions. What I can do to solve this problem? Problem solving. It will come in the next chapters. Problem solving. Decision making. Problem solving, the basic role of which is quality improvement to help meet the customer's requirements. Thank you.